over the great Bronco. This was a big day. First of all, we slept at 15,100 feet above sea level last night. This group of Austin adventurists has not been over, any of them have not been over 14,000 feet, the Colorado 14ers. And here we are sleeping at 15,000 feet. It's a big deal in terms of acclimatization, taking care of yourselves. We have two Austin adventurers in each of our mountain tents. Of course, we have our big dining tent. And the porters are all around, and the guides. The comments from the group last night were how enjoyable and soothing the sounds of the guys talking and joking through the evening hours is. Everybody seems to really be enjoying this trip. The spirit of camaraderie in the mountains is an amazing thing. But it's tough to sleep at 15,000 feet. Long night. The symptoms were there, headache, restlessness. You know, you're in the mountains when you're trying to sleep that high, and it's cold. But we checked ourselves out this morning, and everyone is actually doing good. The sun came. We began hiking downhill across ice-covered rock at first, then down further into the giant Senecio forest of the Barranco Valley. And then we found out, we walked right up to the Great Barranco Wall. This is the part of the Kilimanjaro Trek traverse that where everybody realizes, hey, you don't just hike on this mountain. It's not technical, but it's a steep ledge trail. You could see the porters snaking their way up on the ledges. We put on climbing helmets, and of course the guides were watching everyone step by step as they put our trekking poles away, and we moved carefully up the ledges. It was beautiful. The water was cascading below.